The perch from which I'm writing yields a panorama view of Grizzly Peak, an Ashland signature for which some property owners pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. But here I am in this easy chair, enjoying the scene for a few dollars a year. It's what I pay in property taxes for the brand spanking new Ashland Public Library. As the library nears its first month of operation, I've come to try it on for size. It fits like a fine pair of leather slippers, supple and comfortable, even though they're right off the shelf. I'm also reminded that a library is not only a repository of art and thought, but also a shrine to egalitarian democracy. No matter how much wealth into which you were born or have earned, no matter your age, creed, politics, or ethnicity, no matter your occupation or fame, a library gives equal access to its riches. At its best, it's a rare place where diverse people can learn about each other, even if they don't converse. For instance, when I see that scruffy man over in the corner go home with an audio tape entitled American Short Stories, it rearranges the way I think about people. When we set foot in a public library, we've entered one of the rare institutions in modern life that does not treat us as commercial functionaries. Here, we're treated as learners, creators, discoverers, adventurers. In short, we're valued as humans with a capacity for growth, love, imagination, and beauty. You don't get that at the local shopping mall. On this Saturday, a middle-aged man in a t-shirt pores over books on marketing. From his reading and notes may come Ashland's next deli, or auto shop, or internet service. Likewise, who knows what may be set in motion by those two mothers over there, sitting cross-legged on the floor, reading to their two-year-olds, or that skateboarder over there, exploring the internet with his billed hat turned backwards. To build this place where minds are stretched, Ashland had to overcome a law that nullifies a majority vote on a spending levy if voter turnout is less than 50%. It's an abomination of a law. Close-minded, anti-tax reactionaries put it on the books to rig the deck in their favor. But you know what? In defeat, these people are especially welcome at the library. This is Les O'Coin.